This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Two things California now. First of all, Governor Gavin Newsom signed AB 5 today. That's a law we told you about last week that would oblige, among other things, Uber and Lyft to reclassify their drivers from independent contractors to employees. Also out here this morning, the Trump administration made it official that it's going to roll back a waiver that had let California set its own auto emission standards. The decision came as no surprise, nor will the legal fight sure to happen between California and the White House. But lawsuits aside, allow us to introduce you to a little thing economists like to call market forces. Justin Ho is on that one.
Back in July, California struck a deal with Ford, BMW, Honda, and Volkswagen. The automakers agreed to raise fuel standards to roughly 50 miles per gallon by 2026. Bruce Clark at Moody says there's a clear reason the automakers signed on. It helps them plan.
One of the big issues with the auto companies is that they really do have to make product plans literally 10 years out into the future.
With China, Europe, and 13 U.S. states tightening their rules too, Clark says car makers want clear and consistent fuel standards that work in all of their markets. Even though the Trump administration wants to do away with California's stricter rules, Michelle Krebs at Auto Trader says automakers are already committed to producing cars with higher fuel standards.
This isn't going to mean tomorrow they're all going to say, yippee, we get to build a whole bunch of gas-guzzling vehicles. No.
Consumers have also come to expect that new cars will have higher fuel standards and contribute less to climate change. Carla Balow is the CEO of the Center for Automotive Research.
Even though gas isn't that expensive right now, the customer's expectation, well over 65% of them are expecting that the fuel economy is going to continue to get better.
Depending on how you drive, Balow says higher fuel economy standards can mean real everyday savings.
With a new car price being a little bit north of $34,000, that total cost of ownership is part of that equation in a big way.
California plans to fight the Trump administration's decision. The case is expected to reach the Supreme Court. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.